That's okay. Green is one of my favorite colors,
okay,
too.
Okay, good to know. All right, so you know your alphabet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to tell me the letter, the picture, and another word that starts with this letter.
A, apple, and... Angry.
Angry? Oh, I was about to ask. You're sorry. It's kind of caught in the fold. I'm going to do this. Technical difficulties. What can we say? All right. Is that better? Okay. Got a good A.
B. Boy. Banana.
Oh, good one.
C, cookie. Cream.
Nice. Do you eat a lot of cookies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite type?
I think chocolate chip.
Oh yeah, it's hard to beat. It's hard to beat.
D, duck. Dirt.
Dirt. Nice.
E, elephant ears.
And they have big ears too.
F, fish, fog.
Nice. Do you have any fish?
No, they all died.
Oh, mine did too.
Mine just died 2 days ago.
Oh, you guys. This is so sad. Do you have any pets though?
Yeah, we have 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Whoa. Do you like dogs better than cats or cats better than dogs?
Cats better than dogs.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm a cat person too. But you have 3 dogs. How did you end up with so many dogs?
Well, our oldest one is Mia. Our middle-aged one is Morty. And then our youngest one is Daisy, which is a Great Dane.
Wow. What about your cats?
We have Bart, which is a boy, and Poppy, which is my cat.
Aww.
She's a girl.
Poppy is such a good animal name.
Yeah. G, guitar. Glub.
Glub. There's like the fish. Do you play any instruments?
Not really.
No.
But
do you want to learn how to play one?
Yeah, my ukulele.
Ukulele? I know, I've always wanted to play that too.
H, house, home.
Oh.
I, ice. Icicle.
Good.
J, juice. Good. K, key, kangaroo.
Good one.
L, leaf, leopard.
Leopard. What about your name?
Libby. M, monkey. Make. N, nose, niffler. O, orange, ostrich.
Oh, good one.
P, plate, palette. Q, quack.
It's a hard one.
Queen.
Good.
are red. This one is a hard one. Yeah, this one was really tough.
It's okay. Sometimes when you have to, like, you're told to think about something, it's hard to actually think about it.
Right. S, spider.
Where do astronauts go?
Space. They're a bit scary.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Someone came in and said they love spiders, and then they were looking for a spider in here the whole rest of the time. I personally am too scared.
T, table, tiger. U, umbrella, universe.
Nice.
V, vacuum. Violin.
Good.
W, watch. Wash.
Good.
X, x-ray.
Sorry, buddy.
The name is, I don't know. Xylophone.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, like, why the pylophone or something like that.
Why yogurt? U. Z, zebra. Zet?
What was that?
Zet?
Zet? If it's not a word, it should be. So, where would you see a zebra?
Zoo!
There you go. Good job. Why don't you press another buzzer for me? So, you're going to tell me this number on the card and then say what the next one is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay, so it's been easy so far. What do you think is next?
16. What?
What the heck just happened? How did we get to here? What is this number?
20.
Okay, what do you think is next?
25.
Whoa, you're good. Not everyone gets that first try. Okay, what do you think is next?
30.
Okay.
35?
What are we doing here? What's our game here? Okay, now we went to
40, mm-hmm. 50. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
There you go. Okay. Now what?
300?
Close.
200, 300 now.
That doesn't make sense now. I don't get the pattern there. Okay, what's this number?
500. $1,000?
How else do we call that?
Oh, 1,000.
There we go. It is 1,000. I'm going to move this, if that's okay. Sorry, it keeps on getting caught. Okay. Good. All right. Do you like math?
Plus signs, yes.
Okay. Can you read this out to me?
9 plus 7 equals... Okay, so... Plus... +16.
Good job. You don't always have to answer these when we get to multiplication. We'll get there.
19... That's easy, 18.
And what are these numbers? Can you read out the whole thing for me?
19 minus 1 equals...
What is equal?
18.
There you go. You said it already, but... Okay.
Okay, so... 8.
Good job. Why don't you read the whole thing out?
16 times... I mean, 6 times 3 equals 18.
Good job. Both these are the same answer. I never noticed that before.
I know.
You're doing really well. You're good at math. Have you ever seen this sign?
Oh, jeez.
I know, this is a hard one. Why don't you just read it out? You don't have to answer it.
21 multiplied by 3.
Is this multiplied? Have you seen this sign before?
I know I have, but I forget.
What's the opposite of multiplying?
Shaking away?
It's called dividing.
Oh, okay. 21 divided by 3 equals...
How old were you?
Not. In June. 7?
Oh my gosh, how did you know the answer?
I did!
The answer is 7! You are so smart! Okay, good job. Why don't you press a buzzer for me? Okay. Now we're going to look at some pictures.
Okay.
Alright. So, if I have one bag, and now I have two of them, I have two...
bags.
Good job. That's how it's going to go. Now this is, it has some silly words, so this is one dub. You say dub?
Dub.
Dub with a P.
Dub.
There you go.
Two dubs.
Good job.
One boat?
It is a boat. We're going to call it ship, though. One ship.
One ship.
Two boats.
Two ships.
This is a weird one. If you had to guess what this was, what would you call it?
A spiky donut.
Maybe a zet, like you said earlier. Okay, we're gonna call it a smide.
Smide.
One smide.
Two smides.
This is another weird one, okay? One skack. Say skack.
Skack.
Okay, one skack.
Two skacks.
Good.
One mug.
Yeah, it is a mug, but we're also gonna call it a cup here. So one cup.
Two cups.
This is a weird one as well. What would you call this if you had to call it anything? Make up any crazy word in the world.
A pink feather on a stick.
Wow, I feel like that's something I should be able to order at a restaurant. Pink feather on a stick for me, please. Okay. One mip. Say mip.
Mip. Two mips.
Good job. One yag.
One yag. Mm-hmm. Two yags. One PB&J.
Yeah. For you, it might be just peanut butter jelly sandwich, but for me, this is a snack. Sandwich is a snack.
One snack. Two snacks. One slide. Two slides. One crib. Two cribs. One lamp.
Yes, we're going to call it a light, though.
One light, two lights.
This is a weird one. One Kel.
One Kel, two Kels. One shoe, two shoes.
One yawk.
One yawk.
This kind of looks like a funny handle to me, honestly.
Two yawks.
One pint.
Pint. One pint. Two pints.
This is my favorite one. One foo.
One foo. Two foos. One bell. Two bells. One rock. Two rocks. One stick.
One brib.
One brib. Two bribs.
Good job. And that's all of them. All right, hit another buzzer for me. Good job. Okay, now
you're doing an awesome job.
You both think so too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to look at some pictures, and I want you to tell me everything that you can see in them.
Okay, so, I see fish, I see a boy, I see a lion, I see a bow, I see like those thingies, like I'll call them leaves. These leaves in the back, a dragonfly, and that's all.
Where do you think they're going?
Maybe the lion's gonna drop off the kid at his house, then he's gonna boat back, and then he's gonna go back to his home.
Where does the lion come from? Could be from anywhere. You could make up a whole story about this line.
That's crazy. That's possible.
This line could be from outer space. Truly, this line could be from anywhere. Be creative as possible.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a story with this. So one day, a magical lion and a little boy went in a speedboat and traveled to the wish fish. And then when they saw one, they picked it up, and then they bring it to the desert. And then they made a sand grill. They grilled it, and then the little boy found a wishbone, and then they both tugged, and then they both got the same length.
Wow, so then either of them get the wish? What did they wish for?
They wished for, a type of car that's called a Vespa.
Oh. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
What would you wish for if you had three wishes?
I would wish for, I think I would wish for my own TV. A lot of keychains, because I have a keychain collection. And a lot of fidgets.
What keychains do you have in your collection?
Well, I mostly have Florida ones from Universal because we went on a trip to Universal.
Wow, when?
I think it was like, we went on June 19th.
Awesome, was that your favorite vacation?
Yeah, I think so.
What else do you do in the summer?
Do for summer? Well, we usually spend time in the pool. We go basically, in the night, I catch a lot of fireflies.
Oh, that's fun.
And I spend time with my grandma.
Aww.
And I go to vacation Bible school.
Aww. Is there anything else you see in this picture you want to talk to me about?
No.
That story was awesome. I can't wait to hear more. We've got some fun pictures. Alright, tell me what you see in this picture.
So, I see fish, I have a picture, a bunch of clouds, an airplane, a paper airplane, a boy with a bunch of suit, car, dirty sock, bunch of pillows, a tree, a window, and some more, and there's some wind, and there's a drawer and books, and more clothes, and the bed.
What is he doing?
He's standing on the bed.
And doing what?
He's holding up a paper airplane to the sky.
Would you do that?
Maybe.
How come his room has no ceiling?
Because he's using his imagination.
Is his room messy, do you think?
Just a bit.
If you had to make up a story for this, what would it be?
Okay, so, once upon a time, there was a little boy, and he was an expert of flying airplanes, and then he crashed. But good thing he crashed safely. And then he moved into the house, and it had a cool breeze one day, and then he thought, I will make a paper airplane and shoot it to the sky.
Wow. Have you ever made paper airplanes before?
I have in my school.
Can you tell me how to make one? I can't make them.
I can forget how to make them.
We'll have to figure out. Is there anything else you see in this picture you want to talk to me about?
The sky.
The sky? Cool. Have you ever been in an airplane?
Yeah, we have. We went to California.
Oh, that was fun. Sounds fun. What brought you to California?
Well, my aunt and uncle, my aunt Stephanie and uncle Chris were having a wedding.
Ooh.
And we wanted to stay a few nights there.
Awesome. Good job. What do you see here?
A science lab. There's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A light bulb, goggles, a build a board, clothes, shoes, a mouse, books, containers, an octopus, telescope, a board, a book, a pencil, a piece of tape, another thingy, and then this, and then some more containers, and stuff, and a plant, and yeah.
What's an octopus doing there?
He's looking at everything.
So he's helping her?
Well, kind of.
What's really going on? Tell me about it.
So, I'm gonna make a story with this. Okay. So, there was a girl that was a scientist. She walked through the lab. And before, she saw a baby octopus egg in the toilet. And then it grew bigger and bigger and bigger until it outgrew the toilet. And then it went into the lab while the girl was not looking. Then it stole everything and then put it into the big toilet and then flushed itself away.
Oh my gosh. So they're enemies?
Yeah.
I would be scared of the octopus. Are you scared of that octopus or is he your friend? Are you on the bad side or the good side?
Good side.
Good side. So you're with the scientist?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is she doing to try to stop the octopus? What does she do?
She grabs a light bulb, looks at him, and smash.
Whoa. I'd probably gather all its legs and swing it around. That'd be interesting. Okay, good job. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
That's DNA.
Oh, cool. Is that what you learn about in school?
No, I just know that.
What grade are you going to?
I'm going into third grade.
Do you like science? What's your favorite subject?
I think my favorite subject is gym.
Gym? That's fun.
I think it's just legs.
Legs.
I think it's all arms, actually.
You think it's all arms?
Yeah, because it can pick up stuff with its arms.
Oh. Okay. So octopuses walk on their arms.
I love asking you.
I know.
And they leave glops of goo behind.
Oh. Okay. What about this picture?
Whoa. Okay. Sky, clouds, a girl, a big plant, a garden, and snails, and soil, and a fence, and clothes, and a shovel, and yeah, that's all.
So, why are these so big?
Because I've been growing for so long.
Do you think that she's a really tiny person? Or do you think they're just like big? Like this snail is huge.
I think it's because the girl is like tiny.
Have you ever been to a farm?
I have been to a farm.
What did you see there?
Well, of course I saw, like, animals.
Mm-hmm. What animals?
I saw pigs, cows, and chickens, and then a few cats in the barn. And then I think that person has, like, I think... I think she has like 4 or 5 dogs.
Oh my gosh. Animal house. Wow. Have you ever gardened before?
Yeah, I have with my dad at my house.
Ooh, what do you plant?
Well, of course we plant lettuce, we plant herbs, and one thing is sweet leaf, and it's kind of like a leaf, and then when you like take a little bite, it tastes really sweet.
Sweet like chocolate, or?
No, it's just like, it's kind of like a sugar sweetener.
Interesting. I'm gonna have to plant that sometime. I love sugar.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's called sweet leaf. And if you like dry it up and then crumple it and then put it in like unsweetened tea, it might taste sweet.
Wow. And what do you think she's going to do with this?
I think she's going to go to the fair and then see if she wins the big prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long has she been growing this for?
About 5 years.
5 years? Well, it's just an old vegetable. Do you think that would taste good?
No.
No? Well, honestly, it probably wouldn't taste good if it was fresh, too, in my opinion. Here it is. The camera turned off. Okay. You did awesome. Why don't you press another buzzer for us? Alrighty. Well, you know how to read, right?
Yeah, I do know how to read.
Okay. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have you read this for me.
Okay.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Jibo. All right, you can get started. You ready?
You're doing an awesome job.
Jibo, we heard you the first time, but I do agree with you.
Cam was at the water park and could not find his uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding. And he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass as he searched for his towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach growled. He was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see his Uncle Mo. Walked down the path. He had food from the truck. Cam swooshed over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. He picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes. They sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news?" Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I am not here to visit. I am here to stay. I am going to be staying with you for a while." Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke?" Cam asked. "It is true," Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled big and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, "I am so glad you knew the way. Let's go back in the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back into the Mist Maker. Cam felt so happy. It was so fun to go out with Uncle Mo, and now Cam will see him all the time.
Good job. Why don't you hit another buzzer for me? You're doing great. You're a good reader. Yeah, we're just going to look at a couple pictures and it's going to be done. You can go enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, you're going to tell me what he's doing and how you do it.
He's brushing his teeth. And you hold the toothbrush put the toothpaste on it. You put a bit of water on it, and then brush your teeth.
Good job. What do I hear?
He's washing his hands. So, if you have a soap dispenser, you squish it, and then you can wash it. But if you have a bar of soap, you can water your hands, then water the bar of soap, and then rub the bar of soap around your hands, put it back, and then wash your hands.
Good job.
He's tying his shoes.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Cool. Can you explain it to me?
So, first of all, you have the two strings. You take it into an X. Take one, the loop, tie it. And then, if you want to do another way, there's the bunny, loop around it, and then through the hole, and then tie. Tighten it, and then it's a bunny. And to double knot it, you take that, and then make it into an X, and then swish.
Whoa.
Like that. She's born cereal. And so get the milk, pour the milk in as much, and then you put the cereal in.
You put milk in first?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But you can put.
Some people do that.
Right. He's putting on his clothes. So first, make sure to shut the door when you're changing, and then take off your clothes, and then put on a shirt, new underwear, new shorts, or new pants, and if you want to wear socks, you can.
Awesome.
This girl is making cupcakes.
Wow. Have you ever made cupcakes?
Yeah. I forget what the ingredients are, but first you put all the ingredients together. The wet, first mix the wet ingredients and then the dry ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it into little cupcake holders. Make sure to put the little holder and then cook it. And then take them out, let them cool. Then you put icing, sprinkles, and all different kinds of toppings.
Wow. I would love to have your cupcake sometime.
Now, she's painting. So, first you take all the paints that you want. You take a piece of paper, get paintbrushes, then you paint it, and then let it dry, and then your masterpiece is finished.
Awesome. Okay, just like a few more.
He's buckling up to go on a road trip. So, all you need to do is take a little strap, put the little thingy, and then strap.
Good job. All right, last one.
She is feeding the teddy bear.
Do you do that?
Not really.
That's okay. All right.
So, you take the spoon, and then dip, 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 and now.
Good job. You did awesome today. Hit another button.